Chapter 1. As usual, Adele Blackthorne felt the weight of gazes on her as she walked from the changing room to the steps to get into the swimming pool. She was used to it by now, and had learned not to react, just to carry on, as though she hadn't noticed people staring and not so subtly nudging each other and pointing at her. With a polite nod to Oliver, the lifeguard, as she passed him, Adele was grateful for his much more favourable reaction. If he thought she resembled a beached whale, he hid it much better than everyone else did. The warmth in his eyes, as he nodded back, even looked genuine. But she had no illusions. He probably slagged her off the moment he got into the staff room, or home, talking about the fat woman who went swimming 3 times a week without fail. But for now, she'd pretend he didn't. Pretend he thought she was sexy, and wanted to get lost in her abundant curves. God only knew she'd like him to. It was true. She was a big girl, and she was most definitely aware of it. Ever since she'd got into the age where her excess weight could no longer be called puppy fat, she'd tried to do something about it. Every diet under the sun, ridiculous amounts of exercise, nothing worked. Adele had grown so depressed in her teens that she'd become bulimic. Naturally, she'd lost some weight that way, but she'd also made herself so ill that she'd had to be hospitalised. It had terrified the life out of her, and ever since then, she'd resolved that she'd much rather be healthy than skinny. Which was why she visited her local leisure centre 3 times a week. She used the gym and sauna and went swimming. And every single time she went, she'd catch someone gawping at her. But because of the year she'd spent, especially at school, being called all the names under the sun, she developed an incredibly thick skin. She was happy and healthy. So healthy, in fact, that she could probably beat all of those skinny bitches at a swimming race. Of course, she never offered, never called anyone out on their rudeness and ignorance, but it made her feel better to know that she was fitter and much more polite than them. Slipping into the fast lane, she settled her goggles carefully into position. She hated getting water in her eyes, then lifted her legs to rest the bottoms of her feet against the end of the pool. Looking at the clock on the wall that counted seconds, she waited until the hand reached the top, then pushed off from the side and launched herself into the lane. It was quiet, so she had this section of the pool to herself. Her arms cut through the water, her legs flat wildly, and she did 10 laps without losing any speed. Emerging from the water, she checked the clock again, and was pleased to note she'd beaten her previous time. She was just about to start another 10 laps, when she heard voices from the other side of the pool. Voices that had clearly forgotten how well they carried on water. It was as though they were right next to her. Oh God, I'm surprised all the water doesn't jump out of the pool when she gets in. And the way she swims, she'll cause a tidal wave one of these days. The spiteful words were followed by a trio of sniggers, and Adele gritted her teeth. Part of her wished that she could create a bloody tidal wave, so it would sweep those bitches underwater and drown them. The other part of her tisked at the thought. Ideas like that made her just as bad as them, just as unpleasant, just as cowardly. Because they were cowardly. The way they spoke about her behind her back proved that. If they ever passed her somewhere in the leisure centre or its car park, they never said anything, not one word. They just scurry away as fast as they could, then titter when they thought she was out of earshot. She hoped that just one time, someone would say something to her face, so she could retaliate, speak up for herself. There was no way she'd start anything. She didn't want to add confrontational to the list of faults that the mean girls had obviously compiled about her. Sucking in a deep breath, Adele launched into another 10 laps, allowing the chilly water and the exertion of powering through it to burn away her irritation. Because that was all it was. Irritation. She wasn't angry. Anger was too powerful an emotion, and one that would be totally wasted on those ignorant women. She almost felt sorry for them, actually. If they had nothing better to do than to stare at her and stagger off all the time, then they clearly had very dull lives. The thought cheered her considerably, and when she completed her 20th lap, she laid her forearms on the edge of the pool and hoiked herself up. Her back was pressed against the side, and from there, she had a perfect view of the rest of the pool.